Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Welcoming to the show, the first caller of the morning, it is Jen. Hey, Jen, what's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Chilling, Jen. You're chum number one. Welcome to the party.
Yay! I finally made it through.
Yay! Yeah. She pushed her way through. It said, let me in there.
I love it. She's setting a good vibe.
Yeah, you have a good vibe. Jen, are you in that epic traffic in the evenings as well?
No. I work really close to home. I'm very lucky.
Oh, man, you are so lucky.
Yeah, I have a 6-minute commute. It's amazing. I've driven to the city before. I couldn't imagine. I look at these people, I'm like, what are you doing?
Jen, it took me I'm not even joking. It took me 20 minutes to get through a stoplight.
Yeah.
Under the Gardner. Mm-hmm. It was so long.
It's awful. I don't understand how people do it and are sane. So, I would lose my mind.
So what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher.
Love the teachers. Teachers are my favorite. Some of my favorite people. My mother is a retired teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I know that struggle, too. Buy all the supplies, set up the bulletin board, bring it down, set it up, bring it down, set it up, bring it down. I know
it. Exactly.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. And I know that you're in love with your smart board as well.
I am. We've moved away a little bit now because I teach junior, so it's a lot more on laptops and stuff like that.
Okay, wow.
But, so it's more LCD projector, laptops. Google Classroom, that type of stuff.
Google Classroom.
How do you feel about how do you and your students feel about the cell phone ban in classrooms?
I don't really follow the ban, since I can
do that. A rebel. I like it.
I have my cell phone out, and so instead I teach them how to use it appropriately as opposed to banning it and struggle with that fight, because it's a pointless fight. They're going to have it on them regardless. They're going to have it on them in real life. So why not teach them how to use it appropriately as opposed to saying you can't have it?
Exactly, with friends and Bejeweled. Those are more appropriate ways to use your phone during school.
Exactly. We have our phones out, so, why can I say I can have it, but you can't? It's just, it doesn't work that way.
Wow.
So, we use it appropriately. We use it for school purpose, and I don't have an issue with it at all.
Well, everyone wishes that Jen was their teacher. Right?
Jen is the backbone of society. Jen, thank you so much for joining us. All right,
I'm number one.
Thank you.
Hey, big up to all the teachers listening to the show this morning. Hey, teachers have a hard gig, man.
Yeah, that is an early start.
It's an early start.
That's an early start.
And the job never ends, essentially. It's like they're working all day at school. They get off, they're grading papers and doing stuff at home to the wee hours of the night, then back up again. It's a tough job. I get it.
And then, Jamar, they really have it figured out.
Yeah.
Because they get their summers off. And I got friends who are teachers. I'm like, July and August hit. I'm like, I know they're doing stuff in that time, but it has a nice life, in terms of some of that balance.
It'd be nice. So it turns out we had everything, a lot of things about sex, completely wrong.
What?
And they've been debunked. I'll say it again. We had certain things about sex completely wrong. And they've now been debunked. So we've got five things about sex that men thought, things that men debunked for women about sex. You probably thought men thought this, but no, that's not true. And five things for women that women say, you probably thought this, we thought this about sex, but that's not true either.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Okay.
I am into this topic.
This is good. Okay.
Do we need a special kind of music for this? Like, do you want
Oh, no, I'm... I was not scared.
Not that one.
Okay.
Because these are not very sexy.
Okay.
So here are five sex facts that are actually myths, according to the men. The men say, hey, ladies, I would like to let you know these are not true. Number one, that men think about sex every 7 seconds. That's not true. It's not that often.
Seven seconds.
Yeah, how could I get anything? Listen, how could I get anything done if I was thinking about sex every 7 seconds?
No kidding.
I couldn't get anything done. You know how long a conversation with my mother is?
Well, I'm not. Okay, I'm not talking to your mother.
Can you imagine every 7 seconds in a conversation with my mother? Yeah. I'm like, whoa. No way. No way. Okay.
Yeah, when you put it that way. Yeah.
Exactly.
I get it.
So that's not true.
Okay, good.
The next one. Big hands and big feet on a man mean that you have really, really big junk. It's not true. I'm not going to go into any further.
I'm looking at my hands.
Don't look at my hands. Don't look at my dad.
I'm sorry to peer over my screen.
It's random.
Tom, high five.
No. Exactly.
That is untrue.
you're saying that you've debunked the debunk?
No, I think women have crowdsourced results from people who have both large hands and large feet and small hands and small feet. And when you get together and chat, you're like, no, that's not true. So this one, I'm like, yep.
So you're in on that. Okay, yep. So Caitlin agrees. Good. The next one. Oysters are an aphrodisiac.
Ugh. Not true?
Not true. Not true. They're just slimy and nasty.
I don't know. Because I think under the circumstances that you eat oysters and how you prepare them and put the little, you know, horseradish and lemon and hot sauce, I think that... is sexy.
You had me at horseradish. Yeah. No.
Could I get more mignonette?
Now whipped cream.
All right.
Oh, on an oyster.
Not on an oyster, just by itself. Let's move on.
Okay.
Two things about sex. Good sex has to be spontaneous. That's not true. And good sex has to last a long time. That's not true. Not every man thinks that.
That is certainly not true.
Yeah. Okay.
Also not true.
Right? Yeah. You know? Anyway.
Yeah.
We'll ask more questions about that little exchange there later. So let's move into the women's side of things, okay? Women. All women have a G-spot and know how to find it. That's, according to women, not true. I'll let you do the research later, but I'm just going to
I think it's the all women that we would take issue with.
Right.
Okay,
right?
Cool.
You know?
Yeah,
okay.
Because...
Oh, let's just say this is such a tricky situation thing to talk about,
but not all women's.
Not everyone's the same.
Like,
okay, cool.
Exactly.
The next thing that women have debunked is saying that size really matters.
No,
lot of women say, hey, listen, it's not about the size of the boat, it's about the motion of the ocean.
It's true. And also about the girth and the worth.
Exactly. Whoa. I've never heard that one before. I'll make a note.
What is happening?
Another thing is that men like the act more than women. That's not true.
No. I've always found that to be a bit rude. Okay. I was like, excuse me.
Too. We also enjoy and are allowed to enjoy.
Good.
Yeah.
Own that. Okay. Yeah. So we're not the only, thirsty dudes out there.
No.
There are a lot of thirsty women as well. Women stop self-pleasuring when they're in a relationship. That is not true.
Oh.
Yeah. Also a myth.
Also.
Yeah. I co-sign on all of these.
Great. And good activity has to end in a climax. Women have debunked them. They say that's not actually true. Sometimes, even if it doesn't end in the big bang or whatever, it's still all good.
It all started with the big bang.
Right.
Yeah, fine. No, I don't think it has to, but I mean, give it a good old shot.
Okay. You know what?
You know, I might counter number five.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
no, I think maybe that was debunked by a man for a reason because they couldn't do it.
Okay. Well,
it's just a myth. It doesn't have to. Well, buddy, maybe try.
Try one more time.
Okay. Yeah.
What an adventure I've been on, learning the city and this country, and the learning continues. The Caesar. The Caesar, of course, the famed drink that shows your Canadian-ness from what I'm being told, correct?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially going into the long weekend, like that is a summer drink if I've ever heard one.
So the Caesar is, today's the birthday of the Caesar. If you're a fan of that drink, today is the 50th
birthday to you. Oh, yeah, 50, 5-0.
Now, for me, I got to be honest with you guys. I never heard of this drink until I moved here. I think the equivalent for us in the States would be like the Bloody Mary.
That does not compare. Do not put them in the same sentence.
Really? That's the drink where someone orders on the plane, and I'm like, get me a parachute, please. Get me out of here. Why do you drink that? And I'll admit, tons of people drink Bloody Marys, and it's supposed to be a really tasty thing. I've never had one, and I always think that they're disgusting. The Caesar has one-upped this disgusting rating for me in my head. Like, how can anyone drink that? Like, let's hear the ingredients of a Caesar, by the way.
Yeah, so it's vodka, hot sauce, Worcestershire sauce, rimmed with celery salt, garnished with a stalk of celery, and like bacon and burgers and whatever you want to put on top of it. But the main ingredient, Jamar, that is so delicious.
Yeah.
Clamato juice.
Wow.
Wait, clamato juice?
Yeah.
As in clam?
Yeah. It's clam tomato. So
someone squeezes
clamato.
A clam into the juice, into the drink?
No, it comes pre-squeezed.
Oh my gosh, that's disgusting. Oh, who is drinking this?
Such a nice flavor. I know, when you say it out loud and you put all these words together, it seems unappealing.
Listen,
I get it.
I don't want to poo-poo on the whole town and the whole country, but this drink sounds like some guy in the back house of a restaurant slipped into the dish sink and had a cup in his hand, pulled the cup out, and actually drank what was in the sink. I was like, whoa, I can make this a drink.
As the spokesperson for clams. Wait a second.
Whoa.
Hang
Okay, hang on.
No, you just gotta try it because the combination of the taste, and I actually think the Worcestershire sauce, if I can say that out loud, Worcestershire, is so good in it. That is so key. It's such a key drink.
And with like kind of like Bloody Marys, you put veggies and stuff like that in there.
Oh yeah. It's a drink, it's a snack, it's a meal, it's a lifestyle, it's a Caesar.
No.
And there's a big debate too about like, because there's different types of Clamato, and there's also some people who do the horseradish or the no horseradish, and a bad Caesar is bad. I will say that.
It is bad.
It is so bad.
It's like American beer.
It's watery.
It's watery.
Yeah, you got to get this right if you're putting all these weird ingredients in this drink.
100%. Mm-hmm. So people, I do think out there, they say, oh, I think Caesars are gross. And I always want to counter with, but have you had a good one? Mm-hmm. Because there are really, really bad ones in this world, and they will ruin you for Caesars forever. Now, clam juice, I should point out.
Clam juice. It's
the liquid that you collect from steaming clams.
Okay,
right?
So it's clam soup, essentially.
Kind of. Think of it as broth, really. Think of it as clam broth. Yeah, right. And it's
I still don't want to think of that.
Juice is misleading to me.
Yeah, it is.
Juice is from fruit.
Yeah, when I hear juice, I think of oranges and lemons. Yeah.
No clams. No one's twisting a clam over that juice maker. That's not happening.
I'm seeing a guy squeeze a clam shell.
Not happening.
Okay, well, I understand and I don't understand at the same time. Let me give you an example. I know that every town, city, country, maybe even culture has something that sounds really, really gross, but it's really, really good. You could text us at 104-536 if you know what I'm talking about. I'll give you an example. If there's any Jamaican people listening to the show right now, they could speak on this too. There's a thing called Manish water. You know, do you guys know what Manish water is?
No, but the way you say it, I like
Manish water. That's a very nice way of saying what this stuff really is.
Oh, uh-oh.
It's goat head soup.
Oh.
Now, wait. Stop for a second.
Oh.
Yo, the ting tastes good. It's so good. Like, it's really good. But, I mean, you got to get over the fact that when you open up the pot and look in the pot, you're seeing
its head.
The literal head of a goat in a broth.
What?
With veggies and seasoning and pepper and it... I'm sorry.
You are freaking out about a clam? And I've got a head in a pot?
I am looking
Excuse
at...
Excuse me.
Yeah, Google. Hello,
Google
Dexter. Google image results for Manish water are...
Caitlin, follow me on this.
Unappetizing.
It's mad good.
Oh.
There's nothing you want better after a good street party. After a good party night out, you go out to the cart. Manish water, 2 cup, please. And boom.
Well, I have had oxtail.
And
which sounds, I mean, a little.
I mean, it's just a tail.
So good.
Yeah, it's very good.
So maybe I would.
It's
like
not
that.
It's not clam juice and tomatoes.
Go ahead.
I'm going to give everybody a word to Google as well.
Okay.
And the word is milt. M-I-L-T.
No, don't do it. I haven't done it yet, but I'm not. I'm saying, do not do it. I don't even know what it is, but it sounds. I can see your face.
I was inadvertently served this. And I ate it, and I didn't know what it was, and then I realized what it was, and I was like, oh, okay.
All right, I'm going to Google that in a second. E-Talk Entertainment Update brought to you by the IKEA Bathroom Event. Save 15% on furniture, sinks, and faucets until May 27th. See in-store or ikea.ca for details. Conditions apply. Hello, Tracy. Good to see you again.
Good seeing you again. So, do you know that Jamar's been moonlighting?
What?
Yes. Move over, Tyson Beckford. There's a new male model in town.
No, stop that.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm on the board for the Learning Enrichment Foundation, and it's a foundation that provides childcare and community services for at least 15,000 people annually. It's been around for 40 years. We celebrated our 40th anniversary last night, and I produced and hosted a fashion show called Kaleidoscope of Style, and Jamar was our special celebrity guest model.
No?
And he came out. He came out and the crowd went,
wow.
Wild.
I don't think I've ever seen Jamar blush before, but it's happening.
No, he was really good. He owned the room. He strutted all the way to the end through the tables. Yeah, the Learning Enrichment Foundation was turnt last night. Jamar contributed to that. So thank you so much. I just asked him and he said, sure, I'll do it.
I'm always all for any good cause. I reached into my inner Wakanda and I rocked.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I rocked like this really nice, it was like a dashiki looking type.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's the right term.
By Benny Boo Styles.
Oh, her style is great.
I've seen that on your gram before.
Absolutely.
And I've messaged you about it being like, this is so cool.
You know what?
I love it.
Meredith, you have to go to Benny's shop. You'd love her shop.
Love.
And Jamar looked amazing and very regal. And so thank you very much.
Thank you, Wakanda.
Congratulations
forever.
To Elia. Wakanda forever.
Always.
And you know what? We're going to say goodbye. It's after 12 seasons, 279 episodes, 52 Emmy nominations, Canada's most watched series, The Big Bang Theory, has its series finale this evening, 8 p.m. on CTV. It's going to be 1 hour. We're going to figure out what happens with Sheldon and Amy. Do they win the Nobel Prize? What's going to happen with Raj? I love Bernadette and Howard.
Love Bernadette.
I think my favorite couple on TV. Yeah. Penny. Penny.
Yeah.
We're going to miss it all. And at 9:30, just when you thought, you know what, it's all over, there's going to be a 30-minute retrospective called Unraveling the Mystery, a Big Bang Farewell. So because you're going to go behind the scenes and talk to the cast. And you know, leading up to this, I've been on my Bell 5 on demand, and I've watched all of season 12 again because I wanted to be all cut up and ready for tonight to say goodbye.
And they've been sharing a lot on their own socials, the cast. And
absolutely.
Very emotional. I mean, they've lived their whole life on this series.
Can you imagine?
In front of us. And,
I mean, 12 seasons. They surpassed Cheers as the longest running sitcom a few months ago.
Wow.
They taped the final episode, like you said, April 30th, and they showed pictures from the final table read. And Chuck Lorre, you know, the producer who's given us all kinds of great television, said, you know what? You're not going to make everybody happy when you wrap up characters. Remember what happened with The Sopranos? Not everybody was happy with that finale.
Friends, everything.
And Friends, yes, absolutely.
Speaking of which, the epic theme song written by Bare Naked Ladies, Ed Robertson.
Love the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, love them.
Love them.
He loves the check that he's getting from that.
Oh my gosh, right?
That residual every single episode. Yeah, he's going to talk to us in a couple minutes and tell us about what that was like writing that that theme song.
Is he going to say it took him 10 minutes?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's going to be one of those stories.
Oh, it's even worse than that. He was naked.
Okay, well, literally. Should be. He's a bare naked lady.
True.
Started with a big bang.
Hey! And bang, Ed Robertson's in the building.
Yay!
What an epic, epic story. I mean, amazing show, which is now coming to an end, but you are part of that history, without a doubt, in etched in history.
Yeah, it's. I'm so grateful to have been involved. It was such a strange, serendipitous thing that came together. It's wild.
I hear it's always take a shower and always listen to your wife.
Yeah, those are definitely the takeaways.
So that's the short version of the story of how the theme song for The Big Bang Theory came about. Why don't you tell us the long version of that
story? Okay, well, we were touring like crazy people on the heels of Stunt and Maroon. We'd been on the road for 18 months straight all over the world. And lots of requests for television and film had come across. And I was at the point where I was ignoring some. We'd had some disappointments. You put a lot of energy into something, nothing happens. And I thought, we're just going to do our thing. We're going to play live. We're going to write our own music and, stick with that. And so I actually said to my wife, oh, I've got this conference call at 10 o'clock. I'm supposed to submit a song for this television show. But I haven't done it, so I'm just going to get on the call and say, sorry, but you'll have to find somebody else. I haven't had time to do this.
Really?
My wife said, who's it for? And I said, some guy, Chuck Lorre. And she said, Chuck Lorre?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I said, yeah, maybe. And she said, Google him. So I did. And then I got in the shower, and the song came to me, like, literally while washing my hair in the shower. I had the whole thing. Wow. I called my wife in and said, can you write this down? Because I didn't want to forget it before I got out of the shower. She did. I got out of the shower, recorded it in my bathing suit, sent it 10 minutes before the conference call, and Chuck Lorre got on and he said, so you know at the end when you go, it all started with a big bang, bang, it all started with a big bang. I go, yeah. He goes, can we just lose the tag? Can you just say it once? And I said, yeah, sure. He goes, okay, we're done.
Wow. That was the only edit.
That was the only
feedback.
Note. Yeah.
That never happens.
And in fact, they wanted to use, for the show, they wanted to originally use the demo recording that I recorded into my laptop with no external gear.
Whoa.
Just me and an acoustic guitar. They're like, oh, it's so charming. It's so great. Like, it'll be perfect. And I had to, like, talk them into letting the band go in and do a full band version, and they were really happy with the ultimate version, but it was actually like an argument.
Look at Ed looking out for the homies. He's like, no, include the band.
Totally.
Keep the homies in there.
Exactly.
So did the success of the song and the royalties, has this like paid for your retirement? Did you get a beach house out of this? Like,
I like that question.
How good was this?
It's been okay. let's
that's
just
the
say
Canadian
that
answer right there.
No one is sadder to see the show ending than I am.
Oh, man. Oh, that's the kind of show that will live on in perpetuity.
But you know what's funny, Ed? It's like, I don't know. When I think about it, you know, I'm one of those 80s, 90s babies. You know, you think of all those epic theme songs for television sitcoms. Standing tall on the wings of my dreams. You know, whoever happened to the dip? You're like
for me, it was you take the good, you take the bad, you take the all that you had.
Oh, and the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be nice for you?
Yeah,
they might be right for some.
The thing is, those were all amazing songs.
Yeah,
that's the thing. That's the bottom line. Is like they were hooky. They were sometimes funny, you know, a Brady Bunch theme. Like, they were engaging songs, and I grew up on those songs.
So that's probably where you get that ability, just from growing up in the time.
Absolutely.
And
it
also,
like, it was a huge influence.
You're just genetically wired to write. I'm so jealous that he could write songs so easy. Like,
I know.
In the shower.
Oh, it's not easy, but I just have done it so many times. It's like it's a fine-tuned muscle for me, you know. I wrote this song in the shower, but it was my 300th song.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so
you earn the right for it to be easy.
Yeah,
for it
exactly
to seem easy, right? I actually heard someone describe it once. Songwriting was like tuning into a radio station, like that frequency, and all of a sudden you hear it. Like,
it's,
you know,
funny,
it's fuzzy, 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 and then all of a sudden that song just comes right through you.
That's a good description, but I might actually describe it as the opposite.
Oh.
Because I find when I try to hone in on something,
it
gets away from me.
Mm. Right.
So for me, it's actually tuning into the static and letting my focus go and not overworking it. For me, it's almost the opposite.
So in other words, edibles, right? Is that what it is? CBD or edibles?
Not me.
Oh, okay.
And are you going to be writing any more television theme songs? Like, now are you being hit up all the time to write theme songs?
I've had a few requests, and I will say to any showrunners or producers out there, I'm available.
Hey, there you go.
Especially if what you're putting together is a 12-year run of one of the most popular shows ever.
Hey, give them a call.
Yeah.
All right.
Hit me up.
Listen, epic Canadian Toronto royalty, Ed Robertson, Bare Naked Ladies, Big Bang Theory theme song writer. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
Great run.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Happy 50th birthday to the Caesar. I'm not going to clap that one. Sounds disgusting.
Hey, we got a text in. I love this. You said the Caesar comes with beans and, you know, vegetables. It's basically a salad.
It's a drinkable salad.
Yeah, it's a drinkable salad. It's a tipsy salad.
It's a tipsy salad.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an authentically Canadian drink. Everyone loves it. Everyone talks about it. Lisa in music down the hall has been trying to get me to drink a Caesar.
Oh, yeah?
Since I got here.
Oh.
I'm like, no way.
I mean, she'll try to get you to drink almost anything.
Okay. Well, I'll drink all of it. Except
just not tequila. Yeah. Hi, Lisa.
Yeah, hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Not tequila, but everything else. Yeah.
But the Caesar just sounds gross to me. But, you know, in defense of those who love it, which is many of us, there are a lot of foods that sound really gross when you hear the description, but in fact taste really good. Let's move over to Pakistan right now, where they eat a dish called paya.
Mm.
Would you guys eat cow feet?
Oh, boy. See, the word itself, I'm like, oh, paya, yeah, give me some. And then I'm like, ooh, no, I don't think so. I mean, I
got to admit, you know, my mom's not Pakistani, she's Jamaican, but makes a mean cow foot soup.
Okay.
Come over for dinner one day.
I think so much of it is marketing. Like, I think about how many people now are like, oh, have you tried bone broth soup? It's so good for you. And
right.
Like, isn't that kind of what all these soups are? It's just boiled down parts of the animal that releases collagen that's good for us?
Sure, if you want to describe it like that. Can you do the same for lamprey eels in jelly with hot mustard and vinegar? Are you into that? Can you make that sound good?
No.
No.
Okay.
That is Latvia and the Soviet Union.
Oh, there's your Latvia shout out.
There they go. Shout out to Latvia.
What's up?
You hear what you're eating over there. Wow.
Mussels, okay. Cockles, and winkles.
Where's that from?
They sound cute. Sounds like a Pixar movie.
Right, exactly.
But no, England, North England.
Okay.
And in our own very backyard here in Canada, Newfoundland. So someone texted in and said, moose heart, you clean the arteries and fill it with stuffing.
moose heart?
I mean, that would be big. We all know how big a moose is. That'd be a big heart.
That would be. Well, Newfoundlanders, and I can say that because I'm dating one, they can put some stuff back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's travel to Iraq right now. In Iraq, special occasions, they eat something called pacha. Stew filled with sheep pig legs, sheep's head, along with some stuffed sacks made from sheep's stomach lining, as well as stuffed intestines. Pacha.
Now, I gotta say,
I'll pass on the pacha.
All of these, it makes a case for going vegan. Makes a case for vegetarianism.
But here's the thing. Once again, just like the Caesar, which doesn't sound so disgusting anymore,
yeah.
You know, you don't knock it till you try it.
It's true. Yeah.
A lot of people are eating it. You know, it might taste really, really good. Hey, what up, Laura?
Hi, how are you?
Laura,
morning, guys.
Morning. We're talking about these disgusting sounding foods that actually really taste good.
Oh, yes.
What would yours be?
Well, us Italians, we make something called sanguinaccio.
That sounds incredible. Sanguinaccio, yeah.
Sanguinaccio.
Yeah, sounds incredible. It's actually made with pig's blood.
Okay, listen, let me not disrespect the Italian culture. Most of what you guys make is really, really good.
Does it have cheese on it?
It's all good. It's all good.
You put cheese on it?
We don't like to waste anything.
No.
Clearly. She wants to know if this comes with mozzarella on it, no?
Is it some mozzarella?
No cheese. Oh. No cheese. It's pig's blood. It's boiled.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they add sugar and anything else sweet to it. I know my grandmothers used to make it. I've never tried it. I didn't want to try it.
And then do you drink it? Is it like a drink or is it what's the texture?
You can drink it. You can eat it as a pudding. Yeah. Oh. It's my dad puts it on bread.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, okay. So you can put anything. It's like you put that on it, put that on anything.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. You're
right. Sanguinache.
Okay. I just can't hear myself saying, give me another cup of the boiled pig's blood with sugar, please.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey, listen, it must taste good if a lot of people are eating it, yeah?
They love it.
All
they
right. It. Shout out to all the Italian people out there, yeah?
Mm. Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
Mm-hmm. Vanessa.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
We're great. Well, we're actually nauseous right now, but hey, let's keep it going, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, add another item to our menu.
What is a food that really, really sounds gross, but actually tastes good?
It's called casumardo, pronounced in Sardo.
Caitlin,
in Sardinian.
So Caitlin has been waiting for someone for Sardinia to spill the beans on this one. Why don't you tell us what that is?
Well, it is a over-fermented. It's actually decomposed cheese. And it's made with the digestives of a larva.
Oh.
And I hear it's especially great when the larva, actually, when you cut the cheese, they start to jump.
Wait. A larva like a little wormy thing?
Deposited by a fly.
Let's call it what it is. It's maggots.
Maggots, yes, right.
Basically.
And it's called jumping cheese. If you Google jumping cheese, you'll find it. And ideally, when you cut into it, you would see thousands of maggots in the cheese jumping around.
And people eat this?
They do. I hear it's great. I personally have never tried it.
Oh.
But I hear it's wonderful, and it's actually also bad due to health reasons.
Oh,
if
wow.
If you can get it, I hear it's delicious.
Yes, and you know what? It's funny that you bring this up because I'm going back to a story that my chef boyfriend told me about traveling to Sardinia, and he ate that cheese.
Nope.
Sardinia.
Jumping cheese. Yes, I remember. And it is banned for health
reasons. This is the little island off the coast of Italy. What happened in that part of the nation's culture or in their history for them to go to these lengths to eat food?
I have no idea. Yeah, they have an overabundance of sheep. And they actually take it and they make it from the sheep's milk.
Can you imagine with all that pizza right up the street, they chose that? Oh, great. Hey, thank you for the call, Vanessa.
No problem.
Whoa.
Thank you. You guys are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. Having fun with you,
Thursday,
too.
Thursday. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so aren't we all looking forward to lunch?
Totally. I also like that our last two callers said, I haven't actually tasted it.
Yeah.
But I heard.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay. Okay.
Well, if it's a thing, it's obviously a thing because it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me know.
Britney Spears is trending again this morning. Again? Yesterday, yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yesterday, we heard her manager claim that she may never perform again. And this morning, we're finding out that her guardians are under investigation.
Mm-hmm.
The conservators of Britney Spears are being looked into. Each of the professional guardians who handle her finances, oversee her medications, and even manage her personal life are being reviewed by authorities. And this is because based on recent financial filings, they claim her net worth increased by only $2 million. In 10 years.
What?
Under this conservatorship.
Oh, after all those Vegas shows.
That is exactly right.
No, no, no.
Does that not seem super sketchy?
That is crazy, Shane.
Yes. Yeah. So her Vegas residency earned her, I think it was 54 million. This is what it was. After the Vegas residency, they're saying that she went from 54 million to just 56 million in her net worth.
Wow.
That's a 2 million increase, and people are going, I don't think so.
Someone should check her Amazon account. Maybe she's been making a lot of purchases.
She doesn't even have control over her own Amazon account, I wouldn't guess.
Now that makes sense. I'm really glad they're investigating those people. That does not make sense.
Yes. So what's happening right now is a week ago, she learned that she's going to undergo an independent mental evaluation to determine if she can be released from this conservatorship. That's her stated goal. She wants that. But at the same time, the judge who's overseeing her evaluation has ordered a thorough investigation into the conservatorship itself. This is all going to be due by September. So that's when we're going to find out. So as we continue to hear about this, just keep September in mind. If you are a Britney fan, that's when we're actually going to have an answer. Last night's Raptors game is trending. Bit of a disappointing start to our series against Milwaukee. We lost 108-100. Some fans, some sports writers here in the city were calling it a winnable game that they felt slipped away from the team. But you know, it's only our first face-off with them.
Exactly. We're just going to put that loss behind us, move on to game two.
Kawhi still looked good. He pulled off 31 points out of 26 shots, just not enough to win the game. So we will have tickets tomorrow morning between 8 and 9 to the very first home game happening here on Sunday.
Huge.
Huge. Biggest ticket in town. And last but not least, it's the end of an era. After 12 seasons, The Big Bang Theory ends tonight with a one-hour finale that's trending this morning.
It all started with The Big Bang.
Hey!
It all starts at 7:30. E-Talk is going to have an exclusive retrospective, and then the big finale is going to begin at 8 o'clock on CTV. Fans are very, very sad to see this go. And I am happy that we got to check out the set.
Yeah, wasn't that cool?
Great. Yeah, it was cool.
It was really fun. Complete with pizza, spilled sauces.
Rubik's Cubes.
Yeah.
And, of course, Bare Naked Ladies are going to be on Colbert tonight.
Oh, that'll be good. Super fun talking to Ed Robertson.
Oh, what a dreamy guy he is.
I just love
him.
Honestly. Yeah. And if you want to see us go through the set and play with some floppy pizza and Chinese food, it's videos of us going through the set this morning are all up on Chum's Instagram right now.
Sorry, guys. That song still sounds awesome. I mean, am I?
Why are you apologizing?
I was going to say, sorry, not sorry.
I know, because I'm just becoming sorry. Canadian now. Like, sorry, I really like the song still.
That's why the song's called Sorry, is because Justin Bieber's Canadian.
Right, that's probably why.
There you go.
So we don't have to apologize for loving that song.
No, never.
Can you imagine Justin Bieber still performing that song at the age of 75? Can you imagine him jumping on stage?
Wow.
Is it too late enough to say sorry? Can you imagine that?
What's that 75-year-old Bieber haircut going to be like?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a hairpiece.
It could be.
But I mean, that's what's going on with Mick Jagger right now. Dude is still doing his thing.
That video of him back at it, back feeling good, back dancing, moves like Jagger.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, it's up on our Chum Insta at Chum1045. It's so great.
And if you haven't heard, the Rolling Stones are back in concert. So they once pulled the concert off. It wasn't going to happen, but it is back on June 29th. The Stones are going to be at Burrells Creek June 29th. That's one hour outside of the city. But this is probably, from what I'm hearing, the only Canadian date?
It is the only Canadian date, and it could be. Caitlin.
Could be their last ever tour.
Wow.
Ever. And last show in Canada. Like, it's just, so this is, if you're a Stones fan, this is a must-see, must-get ticket.
All right. Can't lose there. Cottage Country, Canada Rocks, Stones No Filter, Rolling Stones, 29th of June. And now we wait for the Bieber geriatric performance after that happens.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Oh.
Wake up.
I love this show.
Chum 104.5.